morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network, checking agricultural news up next.
Are you happy with the status quo in Oklahoma City? Do you like the direction our state's been going? Then you should stick with the career politicians and their empty promises. Conservatives are ready for a change, real change, the kind of change only an outsider can bring about. Kevin Stitt started a business from scratch, right here in Oklahoma, and built it into a success that employs hundreds of Oklahomans. He'll work just as hard as governor to deliver accountability to state government, and he'll start by auditing every state agency. He'll post state spending online for all to see. And Kevin Stitt will fix the budget crisis so we can secure the pay raises teachers deserve and fund our schools so our kids get the education they deserve. Face it, we've tried the career politicians. We've heard their empty promises. Let's give a businessman a chance. For a change. Kevin Stitt for governor. Oklahoma's turnaround starts right here, right now.
Paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the USDA will take several steps to assist farmers suffering from trade damage due to unjust trade retaliation. USDA will authorize up to $12 billion in programs, which is in line with the estimated $11 billion impact of the retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural goods. These programs will help producers to meet the costs of disrupted markets caused by China's economic retaliation through tariffs aimed directly at agricultural products. Perdue says this interim solution will allow the president more time to work on more permanent trade deals to benefit agriculture and the U.S. economy.
As you know, President Trump has promised since day one that he had the back of every American farmer and rancher. And today, this announcement is a fulfillment of that promise. This obviously is a short-term solution that will give President Trump time to work on a long-term trade policy and deal to benefit agriculture, as well as all sectors of the American economy. Unfortunately, America's hardworking agricultural producers have been untreated fairly by illegal trading practices by China and other nations, and have taken a disproportionate hit when it comes to illegal retaliatory tariffs.
The programs that USDA will use to assist American farmers include the Market Facilitation Program, develop a food purchase and distribution program, and a trade promotion program. The aid doesn't require congressional approval, but would be provided through the Commodity Credit Corporation. While the different groups from the agriculture community were grateful for the aid, they all pointed out this is a short-term fix to a long-term problem. John Heisdorfer, American Soybean Association president, says the best idea is to expand other markets and develop new ones to buy soybeans that America isn't selling to China. National Pork Producers Council President Jim Heimerl says the restrictions that American pork faces in critical markets like Mexico and China, the top two export markets last year, has placed U.S. pig farmers in dire financial straits. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says the USDA announcement is substantial, but says they cannot overstate the dire situation that farmers face because of lost export markets. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the livelihoods of American farmers are on the line with every tweet, threat, or tariff action that comes from the White House. Johnson says they appreciate the stopgap assistance, but this plan is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.